It's Monday, the 25th of November, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. Polling officials in Rundu have demanded that the Electoral Commission of Namibia increase their pay within 24 hours, threatening to boycott the upcoming elections if their demands are not met. The dispute centered around a payment of 150 Namibia dollars led to chaos as protesting officers disrupted training sessions. Here's ECN spokesperson David Siluka.
In the advertisement of which they have responded to, we have clearly indicated the rates that we are going to be paying. And those rates included for registration as well as polling officials. However, we reviewed the rates in May for polling and registration. We have increased the rates for polling on non-polling day from 436 to 476. And then on polling day, we have increased it from 670 to 710. So these are considerations that we have made. However, we are monitoring the situation to ensure that it does not disrupt the election process.
Water officials have met in Otapi to discuss water problems in the northern regions. Key issues included low water pressure, salty underground water, old infrastructure, stolen equipment, and not enough water trucks to help communities. Governor Erichinus Enjala addressed the concerns.
The meeting was very fruitful. Some of the programs that they have put in place, like the one that rehabilitated the Kalweke or Sakati Canal at some sections, and then also to increase the capacity at one of the Otapi purification plants, and then they want also to upgrade the one at Owongo, and then there is a plan for the Ruakana South that I think the preliminary feasibility study already finished. The meeting was really fruitful and gave us hope that water infrastructure and water provision in the near future will be normalized.
Cape Town Mayor Gordon Hill Lewis has described renowned anti-apartheid writer and activist Breyten Breytenbach as a genius who captured people's emotions. He died at the age of 85 in Paris yesterday.
Almost exactly a year ago, our city awarded civic honors to Breyten Breytenbach for his remarkable service to Cape Town and our society and his profound personal sacrifice in opposition to apartheid. He was a genius creator of transcendent beauty who captured our emotions, forced us to think, and demonstrated during the dark days of our country's past that the pen is far mightier than the sword.
Breytenbach was imprisoned in 1975 on charges under the Terrorism Act for treason. Zimbabwe and neighboring Zambia were plunged into darkness on Sunday because of a fault that the Zimbabwe Power Co said affected both southern African countries. According to Bloomberg News, the outage happened at 8:15 p.m. local time in both countries, as revealed in statements from ZPC and ZESCO Limited, Zambia's state-owned utility. And India has rejected the $3 billion US climate finance package for the Global South at COP29, calling it a paltry sum. But despite this opposition by India and other countries, the objection was raised after the deal was formally adopted by consensus.
India says its request to speak before the adoption of the new climate finance package was ignored. The Indian delegate at COP29, Chandni Rana, called this document a little more than an optical illusion and that it won't address the enormity of the challenge we all face. Experts say the developing world was compelled to accept this finance package despite strong opposition from many countries who call this adoption process unfair. They say the Global South has been demanding $1.3 trillion annually, and the $300 billion figure does not come close to what they need to meet their escalating climate challenges. Sriyoshi Mukherjee, New Delhi.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na, as well as our social media platforms. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.